More treatment options for opioid and other substance addictions are opening up in Monroe County. But as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, medical officials are concerned that people don't know what's available.
It's a number reported often in local news.
There are just 25 detox beds in all of Monroe County.
Only 25 detox beds in the entire county.
25 detox beds in Monroe County.
25 detox beds.
25 available beds in all of Monroe County.
Michael Mendoza, the county's public health commissioner, says that number is technically correct, but it's misleading.
No, it's accurate. There are 25 medically licensed detox beds. That is true. But the implication there is that there's only 25 places for people to get help.
In fact, officials at Rochester Regional Health and the University of Rochester Medical Center say they have slots open for opioid addiction treatment just about every day. And more just came online at Rochester Regional St. Mary's campus. These are typically for outpatient treatment, and they don't always include medically supervised detox in a clinic, which is what those 25 beds provide. But Mendoza says that's okay. Not everyone needs that kind of treatment. And for some people, it can actually be harmful.
Taking somebody out of the home means that you've got to transition them back into the home. With every transition comes the stress that might potentially trigger them to use again.
Mendoza and doctors who treat addiction at Rochester Regional and URMC say the first thing anyone should do when they're ready to stop using drugs is get an evaluation. Those are available at clinics across the county. From there, the patient can get routed either to an inpatient detox bed or to outpatient care to help them with recovery.
It depends on how much and in what quantity and what strength and what frequency and your own chemistry and how long you've been using it. So a whole bunch of variables go into determining the level of service you would need at that point.
Advocates for people with addiction say that's great, but what Monroe County needs is more detox beds. They say they're driving people to other counties for treatment because there aren't beds available here. Mendoza says that just doesn't make sense to him.
Why are they driving around? They should just go to the place that will take them for that evaluation. If they're driving around, it tells me that they don't know what they need.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.